מסכת גטן פרק גמל משנה חס המניח פרץ ליאויס מאפריש עליהם תרומת ומייסרס מוז ליאויס מאפריש עליהם מייסר שני מאפריש עליהם בחסקס שהן קיים. Somebody who sets aside a certain amount of pirus, that he would be mafresh on them trumas and maizrus. Meaning any time he has food, that trumas and maizrus has not been taken from it, he would say that the trumas and maizrus from this food should be within those pirus that he set aside, and he can do so without checking to see if those pirus are still around, or if he set aside money to be mafresh on them maizr sheni, meaning that any time he has maizr sheni and the din of Maizr Sheni is that either he has to take the Maizr Sheni itself to Yerushalayim and eat it there, or else he could be mechaloid on Moz. He could transfer the Kedusha of the Maizr Sheni onto money, and he would take the money to Yerushalayim instead. Now, if he set aside money, that any time he has Maizr Sheni and he wants to eat it, he says that the Kedusha of the Maizr Sheni should be transferred to that money, he can do so assuming that that money still exists without checking to see if that money is still around. Im Avdu, if he finds that the peiros or that the moes are gone, then he has to be choishesh. He has to be concerned that maybe they were gone already 24 hours ago. So therefore, if he was mafresh truma on those peiros, or he was mechala maizr sheni on that money within the past 24 hours, then he has to be mafresh again truma, and he has to be mechala again the maizr sheni on other money, since they are gone now, maybe they are already gone 24 hours ago. But if he was mechalo on the money, or he was mafresh truma on the peiros more than 24 hours before the time that he found it was lost, he doesn't have to be concerned that they are already gone at that time, and he does not have to be mafresh truma again, or be mechalo the maizr sheni again. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, b'shleisha prakim b'itkin esayin. Rabbi Yehuda said three times a year he has to check his wine, meaning, if somebody set aside wine, that any time he has wine that is tevel that he wants to drink, he would say that the trumas from this wine that I want to drink should be on that wine that he set aside. Now he has to check that wine three times a year to make sure it didn't turn into vinegar, as if it turned into vinegar, then he would not allow to be mafresh truma on that vinegar onto wine. B'kadim shel motzoi hachag, u'b'hotzos mater, u'b'shas knisas hamayim b'boiser. These are the three times during the year that he has to check that wine to make sure it didn't turn into vinegar. When the east wind blows after Sukkot, the east wind is a very hot wind, and it can make wine turn into vinegar. And when the grapes start sprouting, and the third time would be when the grapes have some juice in them, that if he would squeeze the grapes, some juice would come out. That would be the third time he must check the wine to make sure it has not turned into vinegar. Mesachet Gittin Perek Dalei Mishalef, HaShaleach Get LeYishto. Somebody who sent to get with the shliach to give to his wife, and he ran into the shliach before the shliach brought the get to his wife. O shesholach acharav shliach, or he sent another shliach to go run after the first shliach. V'amarlo, and he or the shliach told the original shliach, get shanesati lach batohu hareza batoh. The get that I gave you should be canceled. It should be annulled. The get is canceled, and the shliach can no longer give the get to the wife. Now this is even though he ran into the shliach, he didn't make a special effort to go to the shliach, and he told the shliach to get to be batal, even so it's batal. We don't say since he didn't make a special effort to run after the shliach, he only ran into Mimela, maybe he didn't really want to cancel it, he just wanted to pain his wife by withholding the get for a certain amount of time. Even so, we say that the get is batal, since he said straight out that the get should be batal. Karam eto ishto, o sheshalach etzlo shliach. If after he sent a shliach to give a get to his wife, he ran to his wife before the shliach got there, or he sent another shliach to go run after his wife before the shliach gets there, and he or the shliach tells his wife, the get that I sent you should be canceled, the get is batal. But if he did not reach his wife until after the shliach had already given her the get, he cannot be mavatal the get anymore. This, of course, is pashut, as soon as the shliach gives the get to the wife, she is divorced. Of course, he cannot be mavatal it anymore. The Gemara explained that even though we saw that he was running after his wife before the shliach gave the get to his wife, and he didn't actually reach her until the shliach already gave the get to his wife. As you might think, since we saw him running towards his wife, it is obvious that he wanted to be mevatel, and it should be considered mevutel as soon as we saw him running after his wife. Still, we say no, since he did not reach his wife and say it's batel until after the wife already receives the get, she is divorced, and he can no longer be mevatel again.